Simon & Schuster Audio presents Feels Like Falling, a novel by Christy Woodson Harvey, read by Kelsey Navarro and Amanda Ronconi.
To my forever friend and partner in crime, Kate McCandless McDermott, who introduced herself by cutting my hair the first day of kindergarten. The rest is history. Chapter 1. Gray. Perfect Island Blonde. I had always been a planner. My calendar was filled a year in advance, vacations chosen from a well-curated spreadsheet of bucket list destinations ranked in order of interest, and my son's potential summer camp options were mapped out for the rest of his childhood, categorized by activity and color-coded by region. My company's succession plan should I A, die, B, retire, or C, never return from one of the aforementioned bucket list vacations had been detailed since the day I filed for my first LLC. Needless to say, when my startup took off and I got married, had my son, and bought my dream house all in very short order, I thought my hard work had been worth it. The hours spent goal setting, evaluating, strategizing, and visualizing had come to fruition, bloomed into the beautiful garden that I had been seeding, sowing, and watering for the past several years. I thought I had this adulting thing in the bag. I thought I was set. Life had other plans. I put the car in park, took a deep breath, and stepped out. The heat rose from the asphalt of the parking lot as I hoisted my rattan beach bag onto my shoulder. Cicadas sang in the tall sea oats, and the dunes in front of the beach club rolled like hills, their valleys revealing a spectacular view of the ocean. The hazy sky went pink, yellow, or orange, depending on where I looked, blending to a seamless blue over the ocean at the horizon line. I gave my outfit a final once-over in the car's reflection. Large floppy hat, huge Jackie O sunglasses, vintage Pareo tied around my neck, and plain but chic flip-flops. I stood up straighter and cleared my throat. It was going to be okay. On a day as spectacular as this, it couldn't help but be. I had gone over the plan at least 100 times in my head. Park car on the far side of the lot, directly opposite the pool. Exit car and veer left of the octagonal patch of grass visible from the terrace and outdoor dining area. Walk briskly but nonchalantly straight into the protective watch of my best friend Marcy, who would be waiting for me poolside. My flip-flops traveled in measured...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?